This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen close. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in a Seth and Colby Show contest, you must be 18 years or older. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
We need to make that brontosaurus fade out at the end. I'm going to replace that. That is going to be the new effect.
Sweet.
I swear I'm going to.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
Vibration.
Welcome to the show.
Goody.
Who texted you?
Oh.
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, Whitney's here.
Yes. Yes, I am here.
Matthew is not.
Matthew is a gay.
Matthew,
yeah, he is gay.
Ditched us like a big hoe bag.
Why? Oh yeah, car.
Well, let's find out for sure. Let's see his side of the story here on the pre-show. That's a little bit loud.
Let's tiny bit
down a little bit. There we go. That's a little more manageable. Why does it do that? I hate that. That does that. It's annoying.
The Riverfest
is gay.
Chances are that this is probably not set right. Built in. I knew it.
Hurts. Is.
Matthew's phone rings for like 25 years.
Dear God.
What did I tell you?
What a hoe.
Derp. Man.
Hey, you reached
what
Matthew.
What a jackass.
Hey, you've reached Matthew.
I told him that we were going to call him.
Press 1 to enter a telephone number or a short message. Please begin recording at the tone.
Matthew. You know what time it is? It's 1:03.
And you didn't answer your phone.
I told you we were going to call you.
Jackass.
Whore. So
not only did you ditch us.
What a bitch.
You also didn't even answer your phone when we called to ask why you didn't, why you did ditch us.
Because you're a sleazebag.
And you have syphilis.
And AIDS. Don't forget AIDS.
And herpes.
Mouth herpes.
Yes. Well, call us back, Matthew. I hope you know the number if you really care about us. He doesn't know the number.
No, he doesn't.
Nope. No way he knows the number. It's so sad because today on the prep we had like a whole bunch of stuff for Matthew to do.
Why can't I see the prep?
Well, I'm going to try it this way and see if it's more fun.
That's stupid.
I know.
The parade? What is, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Sundown Parade.
Talking about Riverfest, which is this big festival that's going on right now. And
basically, it's the white trash version of Mardi Gras from Wichita.
Wichita.
Did you just say the white trash version of Mardi Gras?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Mardi Gras the white trash version of everything? Like, isn't Mardi Gras only for white trash people?
No.
The Broadview Hotel.
Colby's reading the amazingly designed brochure
on
this piece of
God,
crap.
This is so gay.
And there's the fat man that runs it all. His name is Admiral something.
Admiral Pants.
Yeah. He's got a
so is the Riverfest like all day long or does it like start at a certain
goes,
time every day?
Well, day it starts with the first Saturdays. Event and then ends with the last event. But technically it's all day long because you just go downtown.
Yeah, but it's only on the weekends. On the weekdays it's all night.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still River Fest.
Yeah,
because I mean, like,
it's not like
they
block
like,
off downtown.
Whole, like streets.
They just have River Fest events during the day. Yeah. I mean, during the evenings on weekdays and all day on weekends.
Yep.
God, pinstriping is so gay.
But yeah, they do keep the roads blocked off during the when they're not actually having events.
Wow.
Yeah. So. That's why I don't go downtown at this time of year. Which is amazing because me and Colby are going to go do some remote shows from there this week.
Really?
So that'll be exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah, I haven't decided what day we're going to go yet, but we will go one of these days.
I'm so sore. It sucks.
I think we'll probably go the same day of the Tweeter.
Tweeter?
The Twitter meetup, which I think is going to be Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this, the first one, just for you.
That bitch!
You never expected that to be used against you, did you?
No.
You should have.
Maybe.
I expected it to be used against me, even though that I'm the one who controls it.
That bitch!
bitch.
You're the bitch. All right, well, anyway, so Matthew's not here, and Whitney is, and Colby is, and I'm here, and it's kind of groggy.
Yeah.
It's groggy.
Grayish.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was nice, though.
Yeah, it was nice yesterday. It's probably going to rain, and I left the windows open in my house again, which isn't a big deal, except for the one in the office will rain on all of our equipment, so if it starts to rain, Colby, we're going to need to jump in the car and go to my house.
Ooh, I got a story. I got a story, and you're going to love it, but okay. play the opening first.
Okay.
I got a wonderful liner for today.
Trying to think if there's any
Where'd it go? I lost it, but I remember, so.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything we want to cover before we actually start the show. I don't think there is. I think everything's good enough for an actual show today. I think we can...
Wait a minute.
Okay. You getting it ready?
San Andreas! All
right, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. You know, if we were going to forget an opening, today would have been a good day because this opening doesn't work now that Matthew isn't here. Matthew called me so late towards the end of the show or before the show that I had already made everything. So it still has his name in here, so...
Matthew's such a gay.
I don't know what we're going to do during this.
Live from the cornfields of Wichita, Kansas, broadcasting in high-definition digital audio, it's the Seth and Colby Show with your host, Seth Neiman.
I also lowered everyone's time down to 2 seconds.
Colby Newman.
Benedict Arnold was a terrorist.
And your co-host, Matthew Riddle.
Matthew isn't here because he's a gay man.
And tall, dark, and handsome, Whitney Million.
My numbers when it hit it spank me.
With special guests from across America, including you. Participate in the Seth and Colby Show via telephone from anywhere in America. 1-316-665-7338. Email the show from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
Woo! I feel like we should wait till the solo's over to start talking. Everybody, welcome to the show. You can watch us live every Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time at, I was going to say the phone number. You can't go to the phone number and watch us live. Yep. I started that wrong. Anyway, you can watch us at live.sethandcolby.com, and you can call us when we're broadcasting live at 1-316-665-7338. I almost said Sarah's cell phone number, which would have been awkward. How?
Yeah.
How did I almost say it with my mouth?
You said 6-6. That's not even close.
But I started to say 7-3-7.
No, you didn't.
I did in my brain. I just said it correctly.
Well,
because I'm retarded.
You're stupid.
But we're going to have a good show today. A lot of it's devoted to Matthew. A lot of it's devoted to me. Not very much of it's devoted to Colby as usual because he has a boring life.
Stupid Colby.
Yeah, that's how it works. So anyway, welcome. And join our Facebook group, facebook.southerncolby.com and MySpace at myspace.com/southerncolby.
Did you have to buy that
Facebook.southerncolby.com? No.
No?
No. It comes with our southerncolby.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel really cool talking over this hard rockin' music. I feel like we should start a left-wing political talk show, though. Because, like, this is how, like, Rush Limbaugh starts all of his shows.
Yep.
It seriously is with, like, this hard rockin' stuff. When, like... It's all really funny because, like, Rush Limbaugh will start music with his show like this, and, like, all the left-wing people will start their shows like this. Hello, and welcome to Democrats. Because they all started because they're supposed to be... Isn't that true, though?
Stupid politics.
I really don't... My parents don't listen to the left-wing comments.
I know, but that's how they go. I mean...
Really?
All of the right-wings, like, steal all of the hard rock and music stuff. And then all of the left-wing people start with, like, you know, just crazy stuff. This is Tom Likas! No, Tom Likas actually starts with rock stuff, but no one knows who Tom Likas is.
I don't.
He's a woman hater. That's who Tom Likas is.
Oh, really? Ooh,
he hates all women.
That's awesome.
He really does. Like, his show is based around men calling him and him telling them to leave their wives / girlfriends because they're either A, pregnant, or they're B, spending their money.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really scary, actually.
He's going to die a lonely and happy man.
Well, he's been married 6-7 times.
Dear God.
And gotten divorced.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you ever get the chance to listen, he's here locally at, like, Saturday nights, I think is when he's on. So tonight, if you got a chance, turn it on to 98.7, the KFH station.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen to him. It's really, really disgusting.
Nice.
Like, some of the times you're like, oh, my God. Because, like, this one girl called in the time I was listening. It was like, her husband called in. It's like, so I got my wife pregnant. I don't want a baby, but she wants to have the stupid thing, and she won't get an abortion. And he's like, well, leave her.
Oh, my gosh.
I was blown away. But then again, you got to make a living somehow. So.
Did you blew yourself?
I have no idea what that reference has anything to do with this right now.
I know.
He said blown.
I blew myself away.
Still. So I just blew myself.
But the reference in Arrested Development is because he painted himself blue, not because he was myself. Amazed.
Still,
we've got to get that clip.
It works.
We've got to get that clip now.
All right.
This shirt that I'm wearing, Whitney, the one you got me?
Yeah.
This Hispanic at the disco shirt is way too damn tight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's not because of your shirt.
Yeah.
It's because of this material. Seriously, come over here. Feel this material. It's like not cotton. It's like made out of spandex. Isn't that a weird feeling?
Dude, I got a shirt just like that. I love those shirts. Seriously.
Well, that's because you're skinny.
Badass.
This is 100% cotton.
Well, how come it's made out of cotton and plastic? Seriously, does that feel like cotton? I mean, I took it and I take all my shirts first I'm wearing and just grab them and stretch them like this so they don't cling to my fattiness.
My shirt feels different.
Yeah. This is like a seriously like slick plastic type spandex. I feel like I'm Wolverine, the racist Wolverine over here.
I think it's like a spandex cotton. That's really weird.
It is really weird, but it's freaking me out because I feel like everybody can see my nipples.
No.
I can't. We can just see the engraved
the areola
of your boobies.
Belly button. See that?
No. All right. Can I get to my camp story?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you had a story. I was too busy talking about my boobs.
All right. So yesterday, right?
Okay.
Me and Paul were just upstairs. We just got Burger King.
Okay.
And there was this box that was at the front of my house. Paul came over and he's like, "There's a box on your front porch." I'm like, "Okay." So I drag it in.
Was it full of anthrax?
Yeah, Whitney.
God.
What are you doing?
Bitch! Thank you,
Whitney. Jeez. All right. So, anyways, I drag it in and it says it's from my dad, so I don't open it. So I go upstairs and my dad comes home. He gives us our food, goes down and opens it. It's a freaking monitor, dude.
Like, okay,
a computer.
Your
monitor.
Mom told me about this. Is it a monitor or is it a TV?
It's a monitor.
How big is it?
The screen is pretty big, but like the actual screen where you view stuff, like
okay, yeah. So the viewing area,
yeah,
okay.
Is kind of like 17, 18, something like that.
So it's not. It's not. How much bigger is it than the Dell that's at my house at our studio?
No, it's bigger.
Okay.
But it came with a the cord to the Mac already.
Okay.
Like directly, like from this computer.
Yeah, the DVI
directly
to VGA.
To it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a standard
it's
cord.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
So we got a free monitor. I think what I want to do is bring the Dell back over here, use it over here for this. Take this. We're going to give this to my uncle.
Now, what your mom told me, okay, is that we're going to use that one downstairs up here and give this one to your uncle.
No. He's stupid.
Yeah, so
she's stupid. We're gonna give that to my uncle. Bring the white one over to your house, and that will be my second monitor.
Okay,
and then bring the Dell over here and use it for this.
Okay,
all right. That was my story.
Okay, is your mom gonna get pissed because we're taking the new monitor over to my house? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
She won't care. Plus, it was free. So
that's true. And we're giving this thing away, and this thing's amazing. I love you. I love you, tumor monitor.
Tumor monitor.
I've had this monitor. Actually, this isn't the monitor I've had for a long time, so, you know, F you. But, yeah, okay, that's cool. That'll actually help with our new setup, too, because I'm going to redesign this entire area.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to not have this big, giant donkey's dong of a monitor sitting up there, because it is seriously gigantic. It's huge.
I can't wait to go to the studio today.
I know. After the show, we're going to go.
Seriously, though, that thing is like 4 times the size of my head.
Yeah, I know. Did your mom ever talk to you about last weekend when she was all mad at you on Saturday?
Not really.
So, like, because your mom was mad because we were hanging out at my house and taking stuff over there.
Yeah.
But, like, what she didn't realize is that we're going to be there Saturdays and Sundays, and then I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and I'm here 4 other days out of the week. So he's there on the weekends, but I'm here, like, every night during the weekday.
Yeah. Because
we do Beautiful Monsters, we do What to Read here, and we usually have to do, you know, something else.
Yeah.
Because we normally don't do Beautiful Monsters or What to Read on the days that we're supposed to.
Yeah, so we show up on Monday and we don't do Beautiful Monsters, so we end up doing it Tuesday. Or
Tuesday,
and then that pushes What to Read to Thursday. So that's how it usually works.
Yep.
But, so I just wondered if your mom said anything like, "Oh my God, he's over here a lot."
It was weird. Oh, no. She didn't say anything about that. But, like, I got home, you know?
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock last Sunday, after she was pissed and said, "Oh, yeah, you got to be home by 9. Because I'm a bitch." Anyways.
I'm a bitch.
That bitch! Anyway, so I got home, and then I just watched TV with her for the rest of the night.
And so that appeased
cool.
her. It's really sad how shallow that relationship is.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be awesome, though, if you could appease everybody by just, like, watching TV with them for an hour?
Yep.
Like, the person you hate, like, if me and Brian could reconcile by me just going to his house and watching TV with him for an hour, and then he all of a sudden stopped liking Sarah and then walked outside and got hit and killed by a bus. That'd be awesome. What? What happened? I don't know. Yeah, but these next couple weeks are going to be pretty crazy.
Yep.
But,
Wedding.
Wedding.
Yep.
Redoing studios. Money being spent out my butt.
Yep.
But it's not anything in comparison to what Matthew's going to go through, which is why I wish we could have got him on the phone, because Matthew is going through some serious crap right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not anything like...
Did he ever find a tux?
No, he hasn't done that yet. He was going to do it today. Isn't that surprising? Ha ha ha!
He's such a bitch.
Did I load the lab truck down here? I got to find it.
It's so convenient that today, I can't do it.
Well, here's the thing. Matthew has a suspended license, so he can't drive. And then now, all of a sudden, I mean, anyone who listened to Seth and Brian knew that Matthew had no regard for the law. Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, he does. And so he's all like, I won't drive. Okay? And so, his ex-girlfriend, Shay, lives down in Oklahoma City now with her family.
Aren't they back together, though, now?
No. Let me explain this.
Oh.
This is going to be fun, okay? We might need some funny music for this. No, we don't need music. Okay. It's just going to ruin it. Okay, try to stay with me. I'm going to go through this fast.
Yes.
About 6 months ago, Matt and Shay broke up and became friends with benefits.
Oh, Lord.
Meaning that they didn't see each other much, but when they did, they touched each other inappropriately. Get that image into your head, okay? Just try to think about that for a while. And then she moved back to Corn, Oklahoma, which is right by Oklahoma City, and that's where she lived with her family. Her family apparently are a bunch of dumbasses. They don't know anything, but have you met Shay? That's how she's raised. You can kind of tell in the genes.
Yeah.
But Matthew is good for her because you've known him, and he's not all there either. So it all kind of worked out. But they lost contact because he was in school. So everything goes fine. Matthew likes another girl, then Josh steals her, and then he likes another girl. Girl and realizes that she's dumb and a bitch. Hold on.
Oh, so really, that's what happened with the other one now?
Bitch!
Yeah, and so he doesn't like her, and now he got in trouble at school. You heard about that a couple weeks ago, or last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He got sent to the mental institution, almost got kicked out, and because of that, he has to be a rear guard, which means that he's going to not be here. He has to stay in Wichita for 2 months while he's not, and he doesn't have anywhere to stay, and he was originally going to stay in an apartment, but a studio apartment right by Brian's house. I'm like, hey, you're not going to live there because I'm never going to see you. And he goes, okay, I'll try to find a place. But he can't. And so now he's going to try to stay at my place. And I was just like, you just need a roommate. He's like, what if everyone could be my roommate? I'm like, why don't you pick Shay to be your roommate? Because it works because they're both dumb. They both need to grow up. And, you know, Shay actually has a job. And so it's, you know, it works out. And he's like, well, I don't know about that. Well, anyway, he kind of kept on the back burner and talked to his parents, and his parents finally agreed to help him pay for an apartment. And he's like, yeah, all right, badass, and I'm going to get an apartment. I'm going to get a place. And then a couple days later, randomly, his parents are like, oh, never mind, we're not going to help you out with an apartment, so just never mind. But this was after he'd already told Shay that she could come live with him. Shay told her parents, Shay's parents kicked her out of the house. Okay? So 2 days ago, what day was that? Thursday, Matthew was going to drive down to Oklahoma City and pick her up. He drives down from Hillsboro, makes it to Wichita. Shay's cousin, who doesn't live with her parents but lives down there by Shay, calls and says, I'd like to spend a couple weeks with Shay, so can you come down 2 weeks from now and pick her up? And he goes, all right. And he's kind of mad because, you know,
that bitch!
He just called her when she was he was already on the way down.
Yeah.
So he drives back to Hillsboro, and then yesterday he gets another call and says, oh, we don't really have Shay for 2 weeks. We can't take care of her for 2 weeks. So can you come down and get her? And he's like, all right. And so he has to go down today now at 4:30 and pick her up. Now, his license is suspended. He was originally going to drive down here, leave after the show, go to Oklahoma City, pick her up, and come back. I don't know what he was going to do. I assume he might spend the night with me, which I really need this music for.
Yeah.
Because now it's going to be Matt and Shay staying the night, maybe. But he might also just go back to Hillsboro. Because Shay, while he's still in school, he doesn't get out till 2 weeks from now. He doesn't get out till like the 23rd or something like that, 24th.
That sucks balls for him.
Yeah, and so Shay can't stay with him at school, so she was going to stay with a friend in Hillsboro in one of their houses, and then we're going to move down here and go to school. So here's the problems. One, they have Shay can live up here. There's not really any problems until 2 weeks from now. Which, here's the problems. He has to have an apartment in 2 weeks to live at. Anyone who's ever tried to get an apartment knows you usually have to sign up for those things about a month, month and a half in advance. Mm-hmm. So he's already screwed there. Number two, he has no money to get an apartment. So he's going to live in his car. And number three, now Shay doesn't have another place to live, so she has to live with him in the car. So where are they going to live? No one knows. No one knows what's going to happen. And Matthew is kind of all, doesn't realize how important this stuff is.
Apparently
and is kind of just sitting around saying, oh, I'll talk my parents into it. And I'm thinking, Matthew, I got my new apartment in March. That's how fast they filled up in March. And I got moved in May. He's dumb.
Hey.
Yeah?
All right. Why didn't he just buy a hotel? Wouldn't that be cheaper than paying $365 a month?
It probably would. But see, the thing is that a hotel, you can get a hotel for a week here for $169, which means that after 4 weeks, it's going to be more than $400. It's going to be $400-some dollars.
Yeah.
But he doesn't
I guess
have
I
to,
didn't do the math. Of, I
yeah.
thought it was like
well,
$7
but
a day.
Well, but it's not that bad, $7 a day. Wow, everybody would live in a hotel if that was true. $7 a day.
Shut up.
For
Continue.
$50 a week, you can live in a hotel.
Yeah,
right.
Creepy that hotel probably would be if that was true.
Very creepy. It'd mm-hmm. probably be like the neighborhood you live in.
Yep,
probably.
Basically.
It's really hot.
There'd be somebody
Where's
knocking.
Your fan?
I don't need it. Okay, so anyway, so I don't know what Matthew's going to do. And his parents are insane. I don't know if they've given him money. I tried to call him. He didn't answer. And now Matt might be living with Shay. Shay might be living with Matt in a car, in an apartment, in a crappy apartment, and... I'm going to make the prediction right here. Was that a doorbell?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's Daniel.
Why would Daniel come over?
Because he's a douche.
So he left for an hour and 22 minutes? No.
Just let him lay out there.
Well, who is it? I don't care who it is.
I do. It's my house.
Well, then go check if you want.
Right, I will.
They can't come in here. Just tell them I'm doing it. They were doing a show. And then yell at them and kick them in the face. In the face! I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to... Walking down the stairs. Here we go. We'll turn Colby's mic really loud. So we can kind of hear what's going on. I'm right here. I hear thoughts working.
Door shut. What the hell?
I don't know. This is really scary when it's up this high. Who was it?
It was Dan.
What did he want?
Come over. He didn't know we were doing our show. Anyways, this is what I do. Alright. I get there. I'm just staring at him through the little peephole, and then I start beatboxing on the door.
Uh-huh.
And he looks, and then I open the door. Can't come in. We're doing our show. Close it. Run upstairs.
And then he tried to shoot you.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, so that's that, and I don't know what the deal with Matthew is. And let's try to call him one more time, I guess. Maybe he'll pick up this time.
And not be a douchebag?
Yeah. I mean, I told him that we were going to call him. He's like, okay. This is typical answer, just the one letter K that he texts back to me like,
Where
I
are you
douche.
At? Being in.
Being in. Just being in. Rear guard. Just rear guarding over here.
Rear guarding.
Jeez, it took long enough for the phone system to connect. I'll tell you that right now.
You're connecting.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I don't really understand what that meant, but thanks. All right, Matthew is not going to pick up. Matthew's phone seriously rings longer than any other phone in the history of mankind. And his voicemail, you have to press 3 to leave a message. If there's a more dumb freaking voicemail, please point it out to me.
Oh, my God.
I told you. It's ridiculous.
You know, he can set the calls to, you know, go to 4 and then answer. I don't understand why he doesn't do that.
Because he's too stupid to figure out how.
Listen how long it took.
Leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back.
Please begin recording at the tone.
Thank you. Hello, Matthew. Trying to call you back. I guess we'll try to call Shay's parents.
You're a whore!
You're a whore.
Bitch.
You should have, you really should have picked up. We really want to talk to you about what's going on.
That...
Screw you, Matthew.
Yep, so we hope you die now, and I never want to see you again, and if you plan on staying the night at my house, well, then you can find somewhere else, you stupid bitch.
That bitch!
I'm just looking for excuses to play that thing now. We're going to wear it out before it comes by.
Yeah, we really will.
It happens, though. So let's take a break. We'll come back. Wow. I don't know. I don't want to talk anymore about Matthew, and I don't want to start something else new because, I don't know. I just feel like Matthew should really call us right now.
Yep.
But he's a giant hoe bag. So, I mean, I guess I can cover what's going on at my house, but I really want to save that for the wedding. And sure. I've got a lot of crap to talk about wedding-wise.
Oh, my.
Because I'm getting married in less than 2 weeks now.
Yep.
That's messed up, guys. That's messed up.
I think it's exciting.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Why are you nervous?
Not nervous.
Are you stressed?
Well, I have to skip a show.
Oh, so?
That
it's your wedding.
Me.
Oh, it's your wedding.
And?
So, skip a show. Or what and? We're doing it on Wednesday,
it on Wednesday, but we have to do it on Saturdays live.
So, no, we don't.
We do.
We can make a sacrifice one time. We didn't do it live last week.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
This is
Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again.
Duo.com.
What to read.
Here's one. Tom Cruise by Andrew Morton.
Oh my gosh.
Has to be a crazy, insane psychopath. It's also got a picture of his chin and then his eyes.
Basically, they took a picture of him and cut it in half.
It's weird.
In opposite ways.
Next. We all know the smile of Tom Cruise, but what lies beneath that Cheshire grin? An alien. Just kidding. In this true, completely unauthorized biography, celebrity watcher Andrew Morton takes us behind the public image of the hardworking, charismatic actor to explore the real man who likes to leap onto couches and beat his wife.
I love this woman.
Just kidding. Just kidding. The famed biographer Princess Diana penetrates the equally formidable royal wall. We all know what royal wall is. Means that surrounds the world's most famous Scientologist. I think he's crazy, but that's just me. He left into a couch and almost like raped over.
I love this woman.
I remember in Scary Movie 4, he's like
four.
Bending her fingers back and like breaks them. And he's
four.
Laughing the whole time. Cracks me up.
Learn about the newest books on what to read every Sunday at Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
It's a groovy time for a movie time. So grab your gal and grab a seat. But don't forget to get something to eat. Delicious meat and nutritious meat.
You can't beat my meat for a special treat.
Sucking on me is really neat.
Don't be a jerk and don't be a fool. Be a good neighbor and follow these rules. What are these rules? Remember to keep your shoes on at all times. Don't pull your penis out unless you really need to. Decent exposure is a class two felony.
Tanned and muscular, Seth and Colby.
That's right.
Yes,
I love the Aqua Teen movie.
Oh my gosh.
It's so great.
Amazing movie.
It's amazing. It really is, and it's funny, and the second part of that clip is going to be in the third break. And it's even better. Did you not find that hilarious?
No.
Has Colby seen that movie?
No. How have you not... How have you not found that hilarious?
Because I was stupid.
You need to show him that movie.
That's blasphemy, Whitney.
That's stupid.
No, you need
you're
to watch...
You're stupid.
You need to watch the movie.
You're stupid.
That's
you need
stupid.
To watch the movie. Have you seen the episode of the Force Work, where
too
Frylock
tired.
Gets his contacts okay. stolen?
No, I have not.
You need to watch that one.
No, Frylock had glasses.
Yeah, apparently he wears contacts and Shake stole his contacts and was trying to rule the world, apparently, and...
Because he stole Frylock's glasses?
Yeah, and then Meatwad ripped out Shake's eyes to get the contacts back, but he didn't give them back to Frylock, and so Frylock had to get plastic surgery done, and they gave him boobs for eyes. And this is the
wow.
funniest thing. He has to wear a bra and everything, too, to keep him in.
It's pretty
really
retarded.
I don't really know what to say about that.
It's probably the weirdest way I've ever held my mic ever.
Yeah. I don't care right now. I'm trying to find desperately a way to segue out of that story.
You can't.
No, I can't.
Amazing.
So, I've been playing a lot of GTA 4 recently.
Billions of times.
Because it's the best game ever. No, I can't do this. I can't get the boob eyes out of my mind. Why are you doing a Matthew right now, Cole?
Not. This is easier to hold it with.
Okay.
Seriously, this little holder thing right here?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Still not working.
But I won't be it.
Oh, yeah, and Shake gets a quote-unquote penis extension, but it's just a bad
wow.
duct tape to itself.
This is retarded.
I don't know why we're even trying to do a show right now.
I don't either. It's sad.
I really can't do a show anymore.
See what you did, Whitney? See what you bring? Death
Fine.
And destruction.
I'll leave.
Good.
Thanks, Colby. Whitney, I don't want you to leave. I just want you to shut up. what the? What is that?
Your what is what?
You messed something up.
I did not.
You must have been such a pretty monkey.
We're never going to have a chance to play that because we're never going to talk about monkeys. Oh, we can't hear you right now, Whitney. We're actually talking to the mic. This show is... Let's start over.
Don't be me.
Don't be me.
Don't be me.
Don't be me. Oh, okay. Well...
Well, what?
I'm going to try to not... I can't. I can't not think about Frylock with nipples on his eyes and a huge bra.
No, seriously.
No! No more, Whitney! Don't describe it! It's probably worse!
Big, bulging... nips. Looking straight at you. Talking to you.
Oh, my God! This is terrible!
With McDonald's fries...
I want to do radio rehab today. With McDonald's fries.
Yeah, because he's Frylock, so he's fries with boobs on his eyes. Hey!
That's a cool
he's
band
fries
name!
With the boobs on his eyes. What?
I wish he had your beat machine
yeah,
right
that
now.
Would be a lot better.
Thanks a lot, Colton, you douche.
Douche.
Suck ass.
Douche. Anyways, I asked Colton last night what the little, like, strip of hair coming up from your pubes up to, like, to your belly button, you know?
The happy trail?
Yeah, yes. And I didn't know, and then he just texted me in the morning saying happy trail. I'm like, what? And then I remembered. That's what the text was.
Oh.
That's why I was like, nothing.
Whitney,
so I'm looking
this
at
is all Whitney's fault.
Yes, it is. Bring up that stupid fried
so I'm
bitch
looking
with
at
boobs.
This San Andreas Grand Theft Auto thing,
mm-hmm.
and one of the names of the little advertisers they have is called the pig pen.
Yeah.
How is that like erotic at all? It's like they're here to cater to your entertainment needs. Private parties are welcome.
Well, it's supposed to be funny because like it's supposed to be like
is it supposed to be like
dirty
the fat
girls?
Chick? The fat chick.
It could be
club?
That. I was thinking more like dirty girls, but that would probably actually make more sense.
Well, because like the silhouette of the woman, she looks a little chubby.
Then that's probably what it is.
Let me see, bro.
I don't know what
chubby.
It is, but today I've just everything
Are you
just
kidding?
Feels ugh.
That's not
see,
chubby.
That's what it is for me today too. Like everything feels ugh, but I feel like it's gonna be a good day.
For some stupid reason.
I don't know why. Because everything sucks. My grandfather died.
Are you
my
serious?
Dog bit off my penis.
Yeah, he's serious.
Call me like. F you. Oh, that's
you're
so funny.
A bitch.
Well,
that
bitch.
There's all a right, lot
no,
of
no,
stuff
no,
I can
no,
talk
I,
about.
I can talk about stuff.
Okay.
If you want me to.
Yeah.
You want me to talk about stuff?
Go ahead.
All right.
Because I was trying to find a segue and there's not a way to.
There's not, so we'll just start something new.
I just need to go rest for a little bit.
All right. So, last night with Paul and Daniel, I went to go see Iron Man. Badass movie.
I'm jealous of you.
Does that fit?
No.
No, you need the...
No.
You need the... Nope.
Yeah, pull up Iron Man.
Pull up the Iron Man music?
Yeah.
There's no Iron Man music.
Yeah, there is. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, just...
Bam!
That's not at all loud.
You're not loud.
Here, the original motion picture soundtrack to Iron Man.
Damn hot.
Here we go.
Are you going to play it? Waiting.
It's coming.
Alright, so I went to go see Iron Man. It was very badass. But Seth made me stay for the whole movie after the credits. And it ruined the movie.
Why?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was amazing indeed.
It was. Because this random person was in the Spark dude's house. And the guy was Samuel L. Jackson.
So why did that ruin it?
Because every movie he's in, out for me. I hate him.
You hate Samuel L. Jackson?
I hate him.
From what my brother
told
me.
Out. Well, he did suck in Star Wars.
He did.
From what my brother
told me. Especially the second one.
He said that, like, on the other movies, Iron Man won't be a sequel, but he'll be integrated into other movies, and he'll be, like, a main character, is how he said the movie left off.
Yeah, because you all know your brother's the source of info on that kind of stuff.
Yep. Anyways, keep playing that music. That music was cool.
I'm going through.
I hate the fact that you guys saw that.
I didn't see it. Colby saw it.
Yeah.
I went and saw another movie last night.
Oh, what movie did you see?
Well, finish your review first. Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Overall, besides the ending, do not stay for the ending credits because, one, you're going to be there for 10 hours.
You realize you're the only one right now that's saying don't stay till the end. Like, in the entire world.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen this movie, and I heard about it from, the internets.
It's stupid. Don't stay because you're wasting your time, and all it is that stupid Samuel L. Jackson bitch. Anyways, the movie was really good. I loved it because, I mean, it was all this technical stuff. So cool. I loved it.
Okay. That was a glowing review. Now let's see if we can find a movie that...
Except the bad guy was really, really old, and you wouldn't expect him to be, like, menacing or scary because he's really, really old and bald and freaky. Yeah.
No, my stuff isn't on here.
But there's this one part when he, like, has this little...
Oh, hold on.
Looks like a small remote. And then he presses a button. And then it sends this really, like, loud, piercing signal through your brain and stuff. And then it makes, like, your veins in your head pop out. And then you're, like, numb and you can't do anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds really gross.
Yeah. It's pretty weird. It made Iron Man's ears bleed.
Oh. Yep. That's not pleasant at all.
Pretty great.
So here's my last night. You ready for this?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. This is gonna be fun. I'm sorry, I'm still having trouble recovering. So I was supposed to go eat with Sarah's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sarah's mom's birthday is this month, Sarah's birthday is this month, and Mother's Day is this month. So they all kind of collide.
And your
on
wedding
one
is this month.
Estrogen filled day. Yeah, but our wedding doesn't care or count because no one cares about that in their family. So
I do.
We were all supposed to go out to eat. Well, Sarah's mom, because she's not all there, picked this restaurant way on the east side of Wichita. So it's 30 miles away, okay? Called the Beijing Bistro.
I've been there.
You really?
So no.
You... Oh, what a bitch.
That bitch!
So, it's quite on the east side. Lucas gave us wrong directions. So we drove to Kellogg and Webb, which no one who's not local won't understand, but... We drove to Kellogg and Webb. It was really at Kellogg and Greenwich. And we drove all the way out there. And it turns out, because Sarah was telling me that Jackie was riding with them. It turns out that it was just Sarah, or her mom, Sarah's mom, Sarah's dad, and Lucas in the car. So we could have rode with Sarah's parents all the way there and wouldn't have had to drive. Okay? So there's strike number one on the great night.
Mm-hmm.
Strike number two, Jackie was coming. Okay? We're like, where's Jackie? And Lucas goes, oh, well, we found out today that Glinda wanted to come. Another one of Jackie's friends. And so they're riding together. So now there's seven people there or something like that, okay? And then it turns out that three couples of deaf people are also coming. So there's six people plus Sarah's family plus Jackie and Glinda and me and Sarah. all at this one Chinese place. And it was weird.
I bet.
I'm the only one there that doesn't know how to communicate with the deaf people. Mm-hmm. Because Sarah knows sign language, Lucas knows sign language, and they all know sign language. Because Sarah's dad's deaf, so she had to grow up with it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't understand it, and so I was just texting Colby the entire time. And it was interesting, to say the least. And so we left there. The food was crappy. I spent $17 on lo mein, a side of crab rangoon, and two drinks.
That's crap.
Yeah, it was really retarded. And it wasn't nearly as good as bamboo sticks, and there wasn't nearly as much food as bamboo sticks. Where you spend less for more food and better food. So, you know, that was another strike against it. So, wrong directions. Say with me, wrong directions.
Wrong directions.
A lot of people there that I don't know, / don't like, / don't care about, / can't communicate with. And number three, crappy food for way too much money. Number four. We went to Michael's afterwards, the Michael's on the east side, because it was right there, to get ribbon for the cake. Now, we have a wedding cake. I've never seen it. I don't know how big it is. Mm-hmm. But does 9 yards of ribbon sound a little bit much to wrap a cake?
Yeah.
They probably... It does sound a lot, but it
nine
all depends.
Nine yards?
If it's, I think she's...
That's a tenth of a football field.
If it's
field.
A tier cake, yeah. Then no, that's not... That's probably about enough. Because you need some extra to make sure that you got everything around. But you're nine yards.
Dude, you're going to have a big ass cake.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, ass cake. That's what I'm thinking of. Okay? Our cake is going to be 9 yards in diameter.
No.
Yeah. If they need 9 yards of ribbon.
No, it's probably.
It'll be tiered, but if you combine it all, it'll be 9 yards.
Well, she probably got extra to make sure.
I mean, that's 3 tiers of 3 feet.
3 tiers. Yeah.
That's that big around.
Well, you got a lot of people.
That's gigantic
you
ass.
You have a lot of people.
You're
going
to have
a
lot of people coming to your wedding. So
not
that,
really.
So that is a good-sized cake. You'll
we didn't
need
send out
cake.
The invitations till Monday.
Seth yeah. Neiman.
I didn't send out my family's invitations until yesterday. And I still haven't finished it all out. And I mailed Sarah's grandma and Sarah's dad's brother's invitation this morning before I came here.
Oh, Lord.
But that one wasn't my fault because Sarah's mom started to cut them out and then she threw them underneath the invitations that we were cutting. And so I didn't notice them until I got to the last piece and picked it up. And I'm like, wow, there's two invitations down here. Because she's smart.
I love Tempe, but yes, she's not all there.
So that happened. And, well, it was okay because me and Sarah were like, wow, let's blow this joint. So we left about 8 o'clock, went to Michael's. Didn't have the ribbon we were looking for, so now we have to buy a brand new ribbon. But that's no big deal. It's really cheap.
Yeah.
And so then we went to the East Warren, and we saw Baby Mama.
What's Baby Mama?
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to see that.
That's the one with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Was it good?
It was very funny. I was like, I walked in there, I'm like, well, I kind of want to see Iron Man, but I'm in the mood for something a lot less heavy.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to go in and just sit and go brain dead because I was tired of thinking all week. And so we went and saw Baby Mama, and it was really funny. And it was good. Probably wasn't as good as Iron Man. And if I played this theme, it probably wouldn't work nearly as well with Baby Mama.
No, it wouldn't.
But it had a twist in it that I didn't expect.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, Tina Fey is this rich vice president. Steve Martin plays her boss, which is hilarious. Because he has this giant ponytail and he's really into yoga and he like just stares at people.
No way.
He's like, I reward you by giving you uninterrupted stares for 5 minutes. And they put their foreheads together and they just stare like this.
Oh my god!
It's quite hilarious. And so that happened, and it was a very funny movie. And she got a surrogate mother who was played by Amy Poehler, but it turns out that Amy Poehler wasn't really pregnant like she said she was. But then it turned out that she really was, but it was with her boyfriend's baby. Because it turned out when she got impregnated by Tina Fey, she didn't really get pregnant, so she was sad and had sex with her boyfriend and then got pregnant from that. And so they had custody, and Greg Kinnear played Tina Fey's boyfriend, and at the very end, Tina Fey got pregnant, and it was very funny. But John Hodgman, who's the PC guy, played Tina Fey's fertility doctor, and
there was a lot. Like your uterus.
Yeah, there was a lot of cameos from Saturday Night Live people, and it was very good. But it's, you know, it was worth the $19 we paid to see it in the digital projector.
You know what sucked?
What?
I had to pay for all of them, Daniel and... Paul, came up to $27 bucks for three people.
Yep.
That is bull crap, dude. Bull.
You should go to the East Warren. It's worth it. Every single one in the East Warren now is digital projectors.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, my God. It looks so good. Even in movies with, like, Baby Mama. So good.
Nice. So good. Favorite line from that, because I've seen the commercials for it, is the one where she's like, I'm sorry for yelling at you, and then Amy Poehler's like, I'm sorry for farting in your purse.
Yeah. She took a pee in the sink.
Yeah, I saw Maid of Honor.
What is that?
Poehler.
Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
That's Job's wife, the steel lady, in Arrested Development.
Ah.
Yeah. That's who that is.
I thought it was going to be the retarded one that Michael dated, because that's what it looks like here.
Retarded one that Michael dated.
The French one. Are you joking?
Oh, Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
No, Amy Poehler doesn't look anything like Charlize Theron.
All right. All she does right here.
Okay. All right, well, Whitney, what's Maid of Honor? Because I walked by and had Patrick Dempsey in it, right?
Yes.
And I don't even know what it was.
McDreamy. Like, oh my God. Shoot me, okay? Shoot me. I do not care for Grey's Anatomy, okay? A lot of my friends are into
you
that.
You say Grey's.
What a Greg.
I don't care for Greg's anatomy. His anatomy is too large for my badge.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Grey's anatomy with McDreamy, McSteamy. I'm not into that.
Patrick Dempsey.
I think he has cancer. I heard that he had
good,
cancer.
I hope he dies.
I don't know, but I'm looking at it right now.
Anyway, I had to go see that because Maggie wanted to go see it. I really didn't care to go see it, but she paid for my ticket, so I thought, fine, yeah, I'll go watch that with you.
Yeah.
But it was stupid. It's like another regular old sappy chick flick.
So it's a chick flick.
Yeah. Okay. What it is that Patrick Dempsey and this girl, Patrick Dempsey plays this macho douchebag of a guy who has a best friend as a girl because he's never banged her and she's puts him in his place kind of, you know, and they know each other so well because they met each other in college. And so she decides to go to Scotland. She's like this, famous painting restorers person. So she goes to Scotland for like 6 weeks and he's miserable the entire 6 weeks. She comes back and she gets engaged and he's, you know, tripping over it and everything. And he gets to be dubbed. Yeah, exactly. He gets to be dubbed the Maid of Honor. And, you know, it's
like at her wedding.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, cause she's like, you know, I'd be your best man at your wedding. So would you be my Maid of Honor? I thought it was gay.
Well, that's not gay at all.
I know.
I got the actual description.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
In Columbia Pictures' romantic comedy, Maid of Honor, Tom Patrick Dempsey leads a good life. He's sexy, he's successful, and he knows he can always rely on Hannah, Michelle Monaghan. His delightful best friend and the one constant in his life. It's the perfect setup until Hannah goes overseas to Scotland on a 6-week business trip and Tom is stunned to realize how empty his life is without her. He resolves that upon her return, he'll ask Hannah to marry him, but is floored when he learns that she has become engaged to a handsome and wealthy Scotsman and plans to move overseas.
The Scotsman's a duke. And he's like the one that...
I'm a lord in Scotland. Laird.
Really?
Yes.
That's hot. He invented the...
I'm sorry, Colby. That was just... That's enough of it. We really didn't need
to
know more.
The reason why he's like a millionaire, that Patrick Dempsey, is because he invented the cup sleeves.
Okay.
That these in Starbucks.
Okay.
And so he's just like, yeah, that's the badass invention of the year.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
It was... I didn't care for it at all.
Yeah.
My friends liked it. They're like, you know,
Patrick Dempsey. I could have cared less. I would have shot myself.
Yeah.
So that was my week.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, you did go to Riverfest.
Yes, I did.
Do you want to have any stories? Do you want to tell about that?
Just about the fact how gay it is? Yeah, sure.
Well, what'd you do? Did you go see Kill by Calais?
Hells no. I'd have shot and killed myself.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot stand her.
Can't?
I don't like her at all.
Want to play one of her songs?
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, I didn't go to that. I just saw the parade. And of course, we stand in where the area of the sun is. So I'm hot and sweaty watching this. I hate her music.
I know a lot of people that went to college that went there. My co-eds.
Yes.
That's hot.
Did the concert or just a Riverfest?
Huh? What?
To the concert or just a Riverfest?
Concert.
Oh. Gays.
You had to have your button, first of all, and then you had to pay an extra $10 to go see that.
Yeah.
This is bad.
That means that Colby Calais wanted some money.
Yeah.
Lots of it, too.
And usually when people come to play at Riverfest, they usually like leave 15 minutes early because they quote unquote don't feel good. Because that's happened like twice at Riverfest, because they had like Ruben Studder, that fat black
man. Colby Calais left early?
I don't know. I don't think so. But usually all artists do, like when they had Ruben Studder 1 year.
Yeah, he left early because he sang like 4 songs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the artist year after left early too, so I'm assuming.
Well, that's because it's Wichita, and Wichita sucks.
But apparently 20,000 people showed up to that concert.
Wow.
Yeah. Woo. Right. So anyway, I went just stayed for the parade, but we stayed in the sun instead of getting a nice shaded area.
Okay.
And we had to stay for the entire gay parade, which takes forever because they decided to stop and pause every like 5 minutes for some gay retarded reason. And then people were behind their little trailer that they have to have. Some people are walking behind the trailer.
Okay.
The trailer would be going up here, and then here they're coming. It's just like, what in the hell? Why is there a huge gap? You people, it's like Wichita cannot have anything nice.
We can't.
Everything's retarded.
It is. Welcome to Wichita.
It makes me ashamed to even be associated with this place. It's just like, why can we not get stuff together?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
And but you're going again tonight.
Yes, just to walk around. Well, we had to stay for... I don't know why I went to that parade. I really did not want to go.
Dude.
Yeah?
Iron Man is so badass.
I hate you.
What are you doing over there? Are you just reading about it right now?
No, I'm looking at all the galleries, dude. It's so badass. Oh, yeah.
Kobe just started dancing. He now is shirtless. It's so damn hot.
You think?
Oh my god. Oh
yes, it very much is right now.
Ah!
What are you doing?
It's hot. I'm screaming.
Riverfest, I guess, isn't that bad when you walk around and don't participate in anything.
Yeah, but then it's just you're walking downtown.
Yeah, basically.
Like, the whole point of Riverfest is supposed to be cool attractions. And
there never is for me.
Colby Calais' sweet ass over there dancing and showing her boobs off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it. What's that? Okay, on 96.3, the morning show.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Yes.
Yes, he was there.
They're here today and last night. And everyone's like, woo, Bobby Bones. I can't stand his morning show.
One of the guys that I follow on Twitter said I just shook radio personality Bobby Bo's hands. It was cold and clammy. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's amusing.
But yeah, Bobby Bones is the devil.
You're the devil.
And you know that he's really struggling in the ratings because he came to Wichita. I'll tell you that right now.
Really?
The number one way you can tell when people in radio want to get their ratings up, they do live appearances.
Yep.
So me and Colby are going to be appearing live at Riverfest this next Wednesday if you guys want to come down and meet us.
Yep.
You should.
Wow, that humor was lost on everybody. Thanks, Colby.
What?
Are you mental?
You must have been such a pretty monkey. You must have been such a pretty monkey.
You can suck this, you effing idiot.
Are you mental?
I clicked the camels accidentally. Well, let them keep going. It's so damn hot. It is so damn hot.
I'm not hot. I got a fan.
Your fan is
suck
fat.
On that.
All right. Let's try to get hold of Matthew again.
I don't even want to waste time on that hoe.
What hoe?
Matthew.
Oh, I thought he was going to pick up. I was going to be like, oh, my God.
I was going to say, oh, did he finally pick up?
He's not going to pick up.
No. The first suit is really gay, though.
What?
The first suit.
Bitch.
Finally, you pick up, jackass.
Oh, fuck it.
Wow. Thanks for cussing on the air.
No, he can say that.
What'd he say?
Suck.
Oh, I thought he said F.
I did too.
No, he said suck it.
Okay.
Yes. If he did cuss on the air, that would only put the final nail in his coffin. How come he didn't answer the first two times we called?
Bitch.
Because I was at lunch and I left my phone in the room.
Oh.
So, like, when I told you that we're going to call you on the show, that just didn't mean anything to you? Your
really
food
not.
Was more important? Yeah. Whitney, did you eat today?
I lost track of time.
Whitney didn't eat.
Suck on that, Matthew. Suck on that.
You know, it's really weird because I hear you guys on my computer and then I hear you on the phone.
Oh, you watching live?
Yes, I'm the only viewer.
Okay. You know what you should do then, like an intelligent person? Turn your computer speakers off. and listen over the phone.
No, because my friends are listening.
Well, tell your friends to F off. Give me the phone to one of your friends.
Okay.
Oh, wait, they're listening. Hey, friends, F off. F off, friends. Go off and F it in your hand. Okay, I messed it up on that last part. But the point stays valid. I can hear myself. Turn off your damn computer speakers!
No.
There, I flipped.
Are you staying the night at my house tonight?
Flip the camera off.
Hang
up on him.
That's the plan?
Well, too bad.
No, it's not the plan.
Good.
So where are you staying at?
Well, I have to bring Shay back to Hillsboro, and Josh is driving me because my license is suspended. So, yeah, I won't get back to Hillsboro until like 2 o'clock.
What time are you leaving? 4:30? Doesn't it only take 3 hours to get down there?
Yeah, and an hour to pack her up and all that crap.
Why doesn't she pack herself up now like a smart person?
Stop talking like a hick.
But I have to deal with her family at the same.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I know.
I didn't want to hear any of his crap while his computer speakers are still on. You know, if he was a regular caller, we would have hung up on him for not turning off his computer speakers.
Yep.
How come we give him special privileges?
Because you love him.
Because he's been on the show? Yeah, and because you love him?
Not anymore.
Good, that means
Matthew?
I'm the best man.
Woo! Second.
That's right. Well, it is because... Okay, we got to call him back. We got to find out about the suit business.
Well, I don't have a suit yet, so I need to...
Yeah, but you
right
don't have a problem with money.
I will laugh my ass
off. Matthew, when are you getting a suit? Matthew? Okay, apparently it's
right. Hey, you reached back.
What the hell?
Matthew, you're so retarded.
He was calling, and I clicked answer, and then it went to my phone, which was ringing, so I don't know what happened right there. But I'm going to see if he calls back like a smart
I just
person.
Impaled this McDonald's can.
Yeah, you did.
Look at this.
It reminds me of... I should remind Whitney of something.
I got Paul hooked on that song last night because Eddie never even saw one episode.
When are you getting your suit, Matthew?
This week.
What time this week?
Probably Thursday.
Turn off your computer speakers.
Why?
Because you're listening to me on the computer and I have to wait 5 seconds for you to say something to me. 1, 2, 3.
Are you happy now?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. They weren't off.
Nope.
He's such a bitch.
Colby, you're my best man now.
Good.
Matthew, you have to please me hard. Hard.
I get to walk down the aisle with Colby now. Yay.
You need to please me hard, Matthew, to be able to be my best man again. So you better start thinking of something. I want
Did you
a
ever
written
see,
apology.
You, me, and Dupree?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those little...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
Circles
I didn't
and
like that
lightning.
Movie. I thought it was kind
of... Hey! Movie rules. Oh yeah, that makes you real funny. Whitney.
Yeah, it does.
So what should we do to make Matthew make it up to me? What can we make Matthew do to be Ernest Place back as best man?
He should write
it through your whole apartment.
No,
that would get me in trouble though.
He needs to write you an apology.
Okay, how long? I'm gonna write
it
this stuff down.
It needs to be five
pages. 6 pages.
Okay, yeah, 6 pages.
5-page-long apology.
It could be front and back.
Okay, double spaced or single spaced?
Single spaced.
Okay.
And he needs to dance erotically for you in a thong.
Give him at least 14 font.
Okay, size 14. What font? Times?
Yeah.
Okay. Times New Roman. And he has to dance erotically in a thong?
In front of you.
How are we going to get him a thong?
I don't know.
We have to videotape it. So everybody.
So boxers. Let's just make a
okay.
Do it in
dance erotically for me in boxers. And Matthew probably thinks I'm kidding. I'm not. Dance
and
erotically.
And he has to sing his apology to you.
No, that would take too long.
In boxers.
No, but it'd be really funny.
It would be really funny.
So we have a 5-page-long apology, single space, size 14, font and Times New Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to dance erotically for me in boxers. What else?
I think he should
get
sing
you
his
a new
apology.
Car.
Get into his car?
No, get you a new car.
Well, he can't do that.
Well, then he's not your best man.
He needs to cover himself in pudding on top of that.
We need to make him eat a thing of strawberry pudding.
There we go.
Eat 1 cup of strawberry pudding. 1 strawberry pudding
Get him
cup.
A bucket so if he throws up, he won't throw up everywhere.
No, he can't throw up.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
If he does throw up, he can't be my best man. Oh, and he has to eat it in less than a minute. Because I don't want to listen to him go, oh, this is so good, I'm about to hurl.
This is so
amazing.
Okay, and we should, what we should do is we should think of something that's kind of horrible, but not really horrible, and he can substitute this thing that's gonna, that we're going to think of for one of these things on the list. So, like, if he doesn't want to have time to sit down and write a 5-page apology, he can do this thing that we think of instead.
Ooh.
But this one needs to be good because it needs to make the 5-word apology or 5-page apology.
He's got to swim across the Arkansas River. Can you even do that?
No, he'd get in trouble.
Damn.
What could he do?
Why couldn't he do that?
We should make him be exposed at Riverfest somehow.
No.
You know what?
Okay,
I heard Rachel for sure laughing. I'm sure Josh was in there with them.
Probably.
Everyone who's in that room, Matthew, you have to get a picture of naked.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Including yourself.
Yep.
They don't have to be in a group, but they have to all be pictures, and they have to be high quality, no phone, cell phone crap.
And they have to be, like, naked, or...
Top up.
You need to,
no,
yeah.
No backs turned.
Yeah, no backs.
I need nipples. And Colby gets to see, too. And Whitney, if she wants, but she doesn't.
No, I don't.
I'll show
that
you
includes Josh.
Yes, including Josh. Anyone in that room and anyone listening to us right now. So if your roommate across the hall is listening, whatever his name is, naked.
Yep.
You know who you are. I'm not joking. These are the requirements you're going to have to do. Right here.
All right.
So I'm going to read them to you. This is on the record. United States Government Court of Seth and Colby. You have to write me a 5-page long apology. Single-spaced, 14-size font, and the font is Times New Roman. You will also have to dance erotically for me in your boxers. For how long? We didn't specify time. A minute? 2 minutes?
No, throughout the entire apology. Throughout the entire apology.
So he has to dance and read?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That can work. Okay.
You have to dance and read that damn
thing.
You
have to read the apology aloud to me and dance erotically in your boxers. On video for the podcast.
Yep.
You will also have to eat one strawberry pudding cup in under a minute. If any of those you deem unfair, you can get a picture of no less than 4 of your friends, naked, top up, sent to me. Has to be at least 2 girls. There can't be more than 2 girls, but there has to be at least 2. And it can't be girls I've already seen naked, so no Shay. And no Sarah either, or Kathleen, or Timmery, or Katie, or Caitlin, or any of the other girls I've seen naked. Okay? All right.
Booyah.
So, suck on that. Colby, until those conditions are met, you are officially my best man.
Sweet.
We'll take a break and we'll come back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com.
DEWOH.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show. You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. God, we just got done chastising Matthew. It was incredible. I messed up. I just realized that. Because I noticed that when I was making it, I thought, hey, I don't have to make a clip for this. And I realized that meant I don't have to make a liner.
Yeah.
And so I'm just retarded. And
it's cool.
That's all right. There's a longer clip in the next one, so it'll make up for it. But anyway, welcome back to the show.
I showed off the note to the live viewers for Matthew.
Oh, Matthew's not
holding Matthew accountable for this.
But he doesn't think that I'm serious, and I am. Very serious. Matthew, if you couldn't call back with a counter offer, I will give you that chance if you call back within the next minute.
Ooh.
Starting right now. Now. You have a minute to call back with a counter offer? No, you have 37.6 seconds to call back with a counter offer. I don't think he's going to call back.
No. I don't think so either.
The wheels in his head are turning.
But there's no one at the wheel.
There's a hamster in the wheel, but the hamster is dead. Oh, he's calling back. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
All right, Matthew, what is your counter offer?
How about I just get the stupid suit?
What was that?
I reject your counter offer.
What?
He said, how about I just get the stupid suit?
Nope.
I don't think he understands why we're punishing him.
Yeah.
We're punishing him because A, he's not on the show.
Yeah.
B, he didn't answer the phone call because he lost track of time like a douche.
Yep.
And number three, he didn't turn off the computer speakers when we first asked him. Those are three violations, all having to do with this week's show.
Yep.
All within the last 2 hours.
Matthew, you're retarded. You don't pay attention.
Should we give him another chance to give him a counteroffer now that we've explained why he's been punished?
Yeah.
All right, you have 37 seconds. Call back with another counteroffer. This is our offer. You have to think of something as good or better than this.
Yep.
These have to be things that you want to do, but are of equal hilarity and embarrassment as these ones are.
Yep.
You have 21 seconds.
My ears always think of the Saturday Night Live Jeopardies with Sean Connery.
He's like, suck it, Trebek.
V. Well, it is a Roman numeral. What did you wager? Suck it, Trebek.
All right, Matthew, you just lost your time for counteroffer.
Oh,
so
Matthew,
this is your only choices right here.
Uh-huh.
You have to do them. Colby's best man. And not only, and you have to, I don't know, we need to make, we got to give Matthew a different position in the wedding. What's the most humiliating position in the wedding?
Ring bearer.
Flower girl.
Flower girl.
Yay!
Yes.
And Matthew, if you don't, you'll be a flower girl. And Sarah will agree, so don't think she won't, because she will agree. She loves the show and she will do anything for it. That's why I'm marrying her. So don't you think that we won't make you the flower girl? Should we give him another time to call back with a counter offer?
His
brain thinks a little bit slower than most people's.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll try to get him to call back.
Yeah, oh, Matthew.
Matthew's gonna have to dance erotically.
You know what?
His boxers for me. He'll be the flower girl. He's gay. Okay, what?
Should we just leave the monitor over here?
The mo what?
The big one. The flat screen over here. And just keep the Dell over at your house.
That would be pretty bad.
Well, what?
If we... What do you mean? Okay, explain it again.
All right, instead of bringing that the new one over to your house and then taking the Dell back over here, do you just want to use the new one over here and then give that to Matt? Not that Matt.
Yeah, I know what you
uncle.
Mean. What does it matter?
I mean, do you
it's
care?
It's your monitor. So, I mean, if you would rather have that one...
I like the Dell better.
The
oh,
new
shoot.
One?
No.
They're both Dells.
Old one.
You like the old Dell better?
The black one.
Okay, so then we'll use the new one up here.
Yeah, all right.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't really care.
I had to change the part.
Okay. I mean, it's your monitor. It doesn't affect me. I still have two giant tumors.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's whatever you want.
Loser.
It's your work area.
Loser.
No, what would be really cool is if we got to keep both. Because then we could have one at the workstation all the time, which would be nice. But we'll get there. God damn, it's so hot.
See, because what he did, because he's weird like this.
Yeah.
He, bought a computer, like a full computer, like the monitor and the tower. The tower's supposed to be coming in, like, the next few days.
Okay.
And he's going to give it to a church. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sweet. Thank you, Whitney. Whitney just got me a fan.
God, I just said I would get you one, but you're like, no, it's cool.
Yeah, but I didn't want you to get up.
No, oh, all right.
Whitney just did it without me asking, so she's like, I don't know what she is.
Dude, this is so badass. Annoying. Whitney, come here and look at my new background.
Nice. Is it incredible?
That is badass.
What is it?
Iron Man.
Oh.
There's like five tanks behind him, all in the dark, and it's raining, and he's in a pile of mud, but he's just like bending down with like his freaking like hand, like about to like flame them all.
I want
to
go see flame it.
Yeah, because see, he shoots.
Sounded like he was going to gayify them.
See, because he flies like this, they're like stabilizers for when he flies.
Okay.
And, but he can set the frequency really high and then blast people with them. That's not as annoying.
It sounds like what I hear at work.
Oh, well, we'll make it more like home. I mean, work.
Stop! Ugh.
This is the worst radio show ever.
You guys are such bitches.
We're done.
Jeez. Stop it! Ugh.
We done now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Whitney, for sitting through that with us. Okay, so in reference to our wedding, here's what we have left to do.
Oh, great.
We're getting married in 13 days. We're getting married on May 23rd.
Yep.
Here we go. We have left to pick out the music.
That won't be too hard.
We haven't got our marriage license. Matthew hasn't got his suit. We still have a few invitations left to send out. And we haven't got wedding rings yet.
I thought you did.
No.
Seth Newman.
Yes?
What are you going to do?
Oh, nothing. We'll go get wedding
Music's
rings.
Not that big of a deal, but I thought Sarah got the marriage license the last week.
Well, she went and filled out for it, but we haven't paid for it or got it yet.
Oh, so all you have to do is go pick it up.
Yeah, hopefully. And Matthew doesn't have a suit. Now, here's the topper on the cake.
Oh, Lord.
Don't break them like you did the other ones.
My ears feel so much better now. You have no idea.
That's why you need a pair of these.
Yeah, but those don't. It's only because it's hot, and it makes my hair sweat, and then my hair sticks to my face.
All right, never mind. Never mind. What's the topper on the cake?
Okay. All of Sarah's family that is coming down. That doesn't mean to say that all of them are coming down, but everybody that is are going to stay at Sarah's house.
Mm.
Okay? This means that Chris, Sarah's older brother, and Lucas, Sarah's brother, are probably going to have to stay at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that would get a little more reaction. Oh, darn. None of these sound effects are loaded.
Why?
Oh, hold on. I'll find the one that I want. You're the one that I want!
I could see how this... What?
No, it's just because we're, like, in awe. Because that might suck for you.
Well, I remember
they're
hearing...
not on this computer. Never mind. I wanted to play the big scream, but it's not on here, so never mind.
Poor okay. Seth.
I know. Very sad. So
how
that'll
long are they
be
going
weird.
To stay with you?
Well, Chris is cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Chris
would Chris
be
will
that
be
bad.
Fine, but it's the other...
Because now Lucas
well,
has
like,
got to know where
like
you
how
live.
Long, how long... When is the family coming? Is it next weekend?
I don't know. I would assume it would have to be right around next weekend.
Mm.
Because we're getting married in 13 days.
Yep.
I mean, that's like... it's like time for all that crap to happen.
Does that mean that our plans for the bachelor and bachelorette party are ruined?
We had plans for a bachelor and bachelorette party?
Yep.
What were they?
I don't know. Sarah made plans for that to be this the next weekend.
Okay. The next weekend stuff is still going on. That leads me into this.
Mm.
Katie is coming down.
Yes.
But she's bringing her boyfriend. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stay the night too, Whitney.
Ooh. Oh. Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward.
And I was like, I don't really want to talk to him because I don't like boys. Or men. I don't like people of the male persuasion. He's the only one I like.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure, besides Matthew, because he's just retarded.
Matthew's
just
a girl.
That's true. Yeah. Colby's.
It's true. He's my only male friend.
Well, and that's also because his sign is the same as yours.
Would you quit talking about those gay-ass signs? Ass signs.
I know.
They don't make Ohilla beans. Like, oh, Jupiter's in a different place today. I've got to act and kill somebody. Ah!
I know. I knew it would piss me off.
Ah, Jupiter! Ah!
But yeah.
What was that?
That was me being angry because Jupiter's in a different alignment today.
Oh, wow. Oh.
See? It happens because of Jupiter. If you, Jupiter! I just flipped off the sky.
You don't have a lot of guy friends. You have...
No guy friends.
Yeah. Well, besides Colby and...
Colby, yeah. But he doesn't count because he's actually my friend. So when we say no guy friends, he doesn't count. Because besides Colby... But I mean, I'm only really friends with you and Sarah.
Yep.
Because I want to strangle Kathleen.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Timmery's okay.
Timmery I just don't hang out with enough.
Yeah.
And she would grate on my nerves because we're too much alike.
Yeah.
And we always fight for attention.
Yep.
But I usually take the back seat, but I don't take the back seat for very long because that pisses me off. So we couldn't hang out that much.
Yeah.
And I don't really... Katie, I don't see her hardly at all. Me and Katie could probably be friends.
Yeah.
And that's really about it.
Poor Seth. He has to go through so much torture.
And, you know, the wedding isn't a problem. That's not what I'm nervous about. It's all the people that are going to be there.
That you don't know.
Yeah. That I have to impress and crap. Because, like, people from my work are coming.
Really?
Yeah. And they're going to meet all of the people that come, like Colton.
Is Colton coming?
I didn't know that Colton was
If he doesn't think he's coming, don't tell him.
All
right. I figured that. Because I've told him he was invited. So I figured what we would do is I would just bring you with me, and then he wouldn't be able to get a ride with you, so he would have to figure out how to get there and hopefully get lost. I mean, it's no offense to Colton, it's just all these people from work are going to be there, and then I have to go back and work with them.
But, I know Colton's a freak, weirdo, loser,
But it's not just Colton. There's other people coming, too.
Like he can control himself if he wants to.
But I've never seen it. Holy shite!
Yeah, but that's because you've never seen him at, like, a real special event.
That's true.
Like a wedding, he would definitely control himself.
Okay.
Even if it's you.
That doesn't pertain to other people like Shadow.
Yeah.
And, like, well, let's just look up my invitation list on Facebook.
I know that Shadow's been invited.
Yeah.
Dude. The invitation you sent us was crap. You cut the edges like this. Like
that's because of Kinko's. And because I didn't like you. But really, Kinko's, because they didn't print them straight, so I had to cut them at an angle to get the white pieces off.
Huh?
I printed them on 11 by 17.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's margins in the middle, white margins. Okay? They weren't straight front and back. So if I cut it straight on one side, there'd be a sliver of white on the other.
Oh.
So I had to cut that off, too. That's why they're cutting
that
an angle.
That is so gay.
It happens. Gotcha. It's better than paying for ones. Okay, let's see. Events on Facebook. Let's see here. Seth and Sarah's wedding. Let's all pray it doesn't rain. Seth's parents. Okay. Let's see. Guests. 18 confirmed guests. Let's go through this and see who is actually coming. Okay, Chase... Chase is good. Josh Rhodes is good. Matthew may or may not be coming.
Like,
no, I like Chase.
Back on Seth and Brian, he was like the one that only hung out with you when Sarah wasn't there.
That was retarded, but I liked him. He was just retarded. Chase is the guy he would never... hang out with just me and Sarah because he didn't like to be the third wheel. But anyone who's ever hang out with me and Sarah know that we're amazing at not making people feel like the third wheel. Because I don't pay a lot of attention to her when I'm with other people. And Josh is coming. Matthew may come as the best man or the flower
Josh?
Girl. Josh Rhodes. He's from episode 3.
I know him. I thought you meant Matthew's friend, Josh.
Oh, no. Kathleen is coming, but she's in the wedding party. Sarah might be coming. Timmery is coming, but she's the wedding planner. Nick is coming. That'll be cool. Nick's awesome.
Nick Moon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But thing with that is, I don't know where Nick stands on the whole Josh Chase issue.
Oh.
Me, Josh Chase, and Nick all were friends.
Oh,
I knew Josh from, or I knew Chase from grade school, and he went to a different high school, and I met Josh and Nick at the high school I went to my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And we all hung out, and we just made weird things together, okay? Gay love.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Nick has kind of like multiple personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so every once in a while he would get really pissed at someone and stop talking to them. Me and Nick are the, as far as I know, are the only two that, or I'm the only one that he never got mad at and stopped hanging out with. I mean, he did stop hanging out with me, but we always got back together. And so, because Nick has this thing where he doesn't like abandonment, and so if he thinks you're abandoning him, like when I started dating Sarah, he would be like, "Ah, well, F you," stuff like that.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, me and Nick are the only ones still on friendly speaking terms, because he's still estranged from Josh and Chase, and so I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm assuming he's older and he's probably more grown up now, and he's married, and so he's happier. And then Whitney, you're coming.
Isn't his wife pregnant, too?
Yes, he's going to be a daddy. So, you know, he might be different now, but who knows? I mean, it is a psychological thing that he probably can't get over too easily.
Yeah.
So, who knows? And then AJ might come. He says he's coming, but I don't know if that means he will.
Who's AJ?
AJ, you know, he's on the show.
Oh, okay.
Colton is confirmed as coming, so there's that. And then Colby, you're coming. Katie's coming. I'm coming. Shadow has short hair in this picture.
Yeah, isn't it sexy?
That scares me. And then Elizabeth Alley, that's Kathleen's sister.
Yep.
Andrea is not coming anymore. Tina Richardson, I don't know. That's one of Sarah's friends. And then Janelle is coming.
Andrea's not coming anymore?
No, she's not allowed to come because she's dating Satan. I mean, not dating. Sister, too.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, who the hell is she dating that's Satan?
She's dating Brian.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is gross.
I know. But at least Brian doesn't have to do his stuff in the shower anymore.
Ugh.
All right, so that's I guess, really Colton, Shadow, maybe the drama from the other people. But, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Hopefully they'd be mature enough to not lash out at that at the wedding.
Yeah. But it's going to be weird because I'm going to have the tape recorder there, and me and Colby are still going to have to be doing a show, kind of, and it's still going to be kind of weird to be doing all that when, you know, I have to act all professional and crap.
Yeah. Poor Seth.
So I think what I'm going to do, my plan is I'm just going to avoid everybody, and then just, like, try to run really fast past people I know and look really busy.
Bitch, you better dance with me at least once.
Dance? You're going to be lucky if I dance with Sarah, ho.
What?
I'm going to dance with her maybe once. That's about it. I'll dance with you. Show me your boobs before the wedding.
You're such a bitch. You're such a bitch.
No, but seriously. But anyway, so that's all the wedding stuff, and it's getting kind of close to crunch time.
Who's invited from your work to your wedding?
Everybody in my group. I mean, it's polite. You have to invite them.
Right, right.
But I don't think anyone's going to come. Everybody. But I know for sure my boss will come because that's polite for him to come.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm sure one of the ladies will come, and I'm sure maybe one of the guys will come. Maybe another lady. Maybe another lady. So I'm expecting at least 5.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, know for sure that probably 2 or 3 are going to come, but maybe up to 5. So it'll be weird.
Poor Seth.
Because I don't talk to them that much at work.
Yeah.
So it'll be weird.
I'm kind of worried about me crying in front of everybody. That's what I'm worried about.
Why would you cry?
Because I have to give a damn speech.
Oh, you do?
I'm maid of honor. Maid of honors have to give a speech at the wedding.
You should rehearse it on the air. What? Oh, yeah. If you're best man, you have to write a speech.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'll write it for you if you want.
I'm sad now.
My name is Sir Walter Colby Newman. I grew up on the south side of North Queens with my family who only ate soup. Seth rescued me from a cardboard box that a pigeon had once resided in. That pigeon was not a good house guest. But he rescued me and flew me back to Kansas where we started this show. We spent a year in a bed, love making and eating apricots off each other's nipples.
All
that
right,
is why
right,
I'm his
enough.
Best man.
You know, that is enough.
When did Colby start coming onto the show?
What?
The
what show?
Yeah.
His first episode was in October or September.
Really?
The first Colby and Colton show was
November 18th. Or November 6th, yeah. But I met Colby before that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he probably started, either came on in October or September, yeah, because we canceled the show in November.
Right.
I stopped doing it in November.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. We've almost
done
him.
Anyways, I was looking at the shirt online, and it says, "I'll double your entendre."
That is weird. We almost have known Colby for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Close to it.
This year is going by so fast.
Yes, it is.
It's May, guys.
Dude, I'm out of freshman year already.
It's May, guys. That's weird.
Oh, I know what episode I came back on. The first episode I was on was the Seth and Brian tribute.
Okay. So that would have been in
September.
Yeah.
What's September 9?
I don't know.
Our biggest episode, September 8th, 07.
So yeah, that's when I first met Colby, was September 8th.
Almost a whole year.
That's so weird. This year has gone by so fast, because I remember it like yesterday when we first started Colby and Colton. Like, yeah. I remember coming and being on the birthday show for Colton. Back then he was named Michael. But I remember being on that show, and that seems like just a couple months ago, when really it was like last October.
Yep.
That's so weird.
I remember the first day I met Colby. I remember that day. I remember the first day that we started the show.
Now, see, I don't remember the first day we started the show. I don't know why I ever started that show.
I thought it was fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of work for me.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I stopped, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was basically doing Kid Craddock.
You
I mean,
doing,
I was.
You planned all the games. You got all the movie clips, all the music
that game,
clips.
That show was so formatted. And I had everything down to a T. Like,
yes.
I had to have everything timed correctly and everything. And it was difficult.
But it was good.
It was all right. It could have been better. I wish I had more. I always think to myself that we need to be like Don and Mike in this show. We need to be like Kid Craddock in the other show. And we need that chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But I always got to remind myself that Don and Mike were on the air 23 years. Kid Craddock and Kelly have been together for 15.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing... This is our sixth show. And, I mean, me and you have known each other a while. Me and him haven't known each other for a year yet.
Yeah.
And we already have this chemistry, so, like, 5 years from now, it's going to be incredible how good the show is. And I just got to keep reminding myself of that, because we can't be perfect right now.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible.
Yeah. You do have really high standards.
Impossibly high standards. Yeah. I hate everything that I do.
Yep, you do.
Everything.
Yeah, I met you in 04. I've known you for almost 5 years.
You met me before the school year. We just never formally met because
that's
I knew Malachi.
Yeah,
before I knew you.
I knew your name.
We knew each other biblically. Also.
I never saw you, but I saw the back of you one time at a concert. I remember that. I remember Kai
because
said, that's
I went,
Seth.
Because I was 15 when I started working at CFM, and that's when I would have probably first met you. Because I started doing a lot of concerts and a lot of DJing then. And I'm sure you went to a lot of the concerts because you were good friends with Shadow.
My first concert I went to East West.
Yeah, see, I was there before that. I was there way before that.
Yeah.
So I would have probably met you probably that time. I just wouldn't have known who you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a while. But, I mean, I worked at... Jeez, that was 5 years ago. I can officially say that I've been in radio for 5 years.
Yay! Yep.
Badass. Almost six, because I'm about to turn 21. And then we're going to get drunk on the air.
Woo!
That would be such a funny show if we actually did get drunk on the air.
I would laugh.
All right, let's take a break. Are we off? We off the air? No, Seth,
son
we're not
of
off
a
the air.
Bleep.
What do you mean? You got to click the button and say, shut up, I'm doing it. You're a bitch. Where's the bitch one at? Here it is. You're a bitch, see? That's how I would act when I was drunk. Because even if I was drunk, I wouldn't let anybody else run the board. So.
No, you wouldn't.
I stepped on my keys, and it sounded like I stepped on a big crunchy bug, and it scared me. But anyway, so that's like the wedding stuff, and I don't know. It's just kind of... Today's a weird day!
It is a weird day.
It's freaking me out, because I don't feel like we're doing a show. But we are, because I'm talking into a microphone, and my underwear is sticking to my butt.
That means it's a show, people.
Yep.
Anyways, I've known Colton for 5 years. No, six. It's going to be seven. This July? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a long time. And I've known Sarah for five years. So five, well, known her for six, yeah. But we've been dating
I've
for
known
five.
Nick for 10 years now.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So he's lived over here the longest then.
Yeah. No, I moved here when I was five, this house. Mm-hmm. He lived in that house all my life. It's going to be 10 years this June when I turn 15.
That's amazing. That's weird.
I've known Brooke for 11.
Yeah, Sarah, Matthew is technically the longest person I've known. That's not technically true. Technically, I've known Nick the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, I've known Chase.
I was going to say,
technically,
it's
got
to be somebody that you met and then kept talking to, like me and Brooke.
Like, friends-wise, Matthew is the first person that I met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I met Sarah right around the same time because we both met each other in school. Me and Sarah didn't become friends until, you know, halfway through the year, probably.
Yeah.
So it'd be like 6 years. And we started dating in May. She was in eighth grade when we started dating, which
you
is
were
creepy.
A sophomore?
Yep.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Well, that's not as creepy as Matt Russell dating Victoria Grant, who was in eighth grade, and he was a junior.
Okay, that's creepy. That is creepy. Biggest milestone, when Sarah turned 17, I could finally go see rated R movies. Of course, that'll be overshadowed by the fact when she turns 21 and we can finally go to the balcony at the Warren. You don't know how pissed I am that we can't go to the balcony together.
You know what? Oh, no.
You turn 21 this year, don't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, me and you are going to start going on a lot of dates to the
Yay!
Balcony.
Damn! We could go get
We could go get a steak dinner, too.
Yeah, I know. Steak
dinner. I mean,
what?
I mean,
steak
I mean,
dinner?
20.
Steak dinner's good.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, we can only get steak dinners when you're 21.
No.
Like, Whitney, you know anyone can go get a steak dinner, right?
No.
I'm retarded. Really, really dumb. All right, let's take a break.
Dude, you know what we need to do real fast?
What?
Or not real fast, but over a course of time. Find somebody who's really good at singing, and then have them sing the I Am Retarded song, and
I
have that as a clip.
I am retarded. Do, yeah. Do, 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 do. We can probably just steal that from Don and Mike.
What?
Probably just steal that from Don and Mike.
What?
That's where I heard that song.
Oh, really?
Yes. They played it for like...
Aw. I thought you made it up. Everything's a lie.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
We'll
Give candy to children. Seth and Colby.
I played a hard rocking song for you, Colby.
94 Hours by As I Lay Dying.
What?
That's what it's called.
Yes, it's what it's called. That's right. Yes, it's for you. Because I know how much you like hard rocking music.
I hate As I Lay Dying.
Do you really?
I love
you liked
them.
As I Lay Dying.
No, I listen to them too much.
Oh, so now you're bored of them?
I'm bored of them.
That's what happened to me with all of metal music. This sounds like everything else, pretty much. Except for As I Lay Dying, because their drummer sounds different. Whoever produced their this CD made their kick drum sound really cool.
I hate their kick drum.
You hate the kick drum?
Yeah,
I love it.
It sounds too much like the snare.
Yeah.
To me. That's
why
what I
like
don't
it.
Like about it.
That's why I like it.
No, I like on, what's the band's name? I forget now. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't believe I forget this name. A Day to Remember. There you go.
Okay.
In their song Heartless, they overdrive the song way too much. And that's just what I love about it.
I don't know what overdrive. Oh!
It means they overload the sound so it like vibrates. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Here. Nice.
The microphone fell off the desk again and crushed my testicles.
Here, it starts.
Play it, hold the mic up to it so we can hear it.
Right there.
Yeah.
Sound?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like Norma Jean. Mm-hmm. Norma Jean does that a lot.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
I hate their new stuff.
I never heard it. The last I was out of metal before their new CD came out. And it scared me because it scared me because there's a crow on the thing and it was like pecking some guy's eye out.
Yeah, that album sucks.
That scares me.
The albums before then are great.
I don't like birds.
You don't like birds?
Birds are the beasts.
You're going to have birds on your cake, you know that.
Yeah, but they're not death birds. I don't like birds of
birds
death.
Of prey.
Birds of death. Birds that come in and swoop and bite your testicles.
You know what movie's really funny?
What
I just rediscovered?
What?
All the Mummies.
It's an English movie?
Oh, like the Mummy series? Oh, yeah.
Movie about a bunch of moms. No. Yeah, the Mummy. But the Mummy 3 is going to suck.
I do like the Mummy movie. What?
Why is it going to suck?
Jet Li is the Mummy. Need
I
say more?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Never mind.
No, wait. What?
They're making a Mummy 3.
When is it going to come out?
The wife didn't sign back on, okay? So he has a different wife. And the Mummy is now played by Jet Li.
I hate that.
Yeah. It's still Brendan Fraser as the first guy. Is your mic on? I was going to say, I didn't hear you that time.
I hate that.
Yeah. So retarded.
I like it when they are consistent with the characters.
Yes.
And to change characters sucks ass.
Well, it's got a different director, too.
Ugh.
So I guess they're just doing it to make more money.
Yes.
On the baby mama, that's just a funny thing to say. There was a trailer called The Strangers.
Yeah.
On Baby Mama. Scared the shite out of me.
Really?
Why?
It's creepy as hell.
I want to see it now.
First of all, it's got Liv Tyler in it.
Ooh.
And so you look at it and you go, Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
It's Elf Lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Aerosmith's daughter. Look at
Dollar.
It's Aerosmith's Dollar.
Wait, what?
Probably did. I think he paid for her. It's called The Strangers.
I'll see if they have it on Front Row.
But anyway, is it like a horror flick?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's about these two guys, people who are in a cabin.
Yeah.
Okay? They're obviously lovers, and they obviously go there to escape everything.
Ew.
And then there's these guys, or a guy, I think there's three of them, and they wear masks, and they're just trying to get them out of the house. And like, there's this scene.
Here it is.
There's this scene where they're just standing in the room, and the guy's just staring at them. Everybody look this up right now. It's called The Strangers. It'll make you wet yourself. I know. I'm just waiting for it. Here, pause that. Plug this into your computer.
Let's see if this works.
Let's actually get some high quality audio going. And hold on, I gotta untangle this as you pull. There you go. Let's actually get some audio that's good sounding. So we don't have to hold your mic up to the speakers.
You good?
Yep. Play it.
Cause now I can't hear it. Ah.
I just want to tell you something.
You gotta explain kind of what's going on if there's no. I mean, it's not gonna be easy to explain, so just don't even worry about it. Just react vocally.
What is that?
Ooh, true events.
Right.
It's okay, there's nothing here. I haven't heard a dog bark or a car pass. Nothing.
Is that not the creepiest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Oh my gosh.
Is that not the creepiest thing you've ever seen in your entire life? Holy crap, right?
There's someone.
Seriously.
Hello?
And I hate movies that use music to scare you because music is always scary.
We gotta get out of here. Then open the door, and I just want you to run, okay?
When you just jump.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you were home.
Creepy. Now, hold on.
What?
Did you see all three of them in there?
Yeah.
Creepy. Was I not lying that that was the creepiest
that
thing you've ever
so
seen?
So creepy, dude. Any movie with like stuff like that, like people with masks,
yes,
especially really scary masks like that.
I hate scary movies to begin with.
Yeah, me too.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm actually scared of, is people in your house that you don't know are there.
Oh, yeah.
Because and that's perfect, because like you overdo it when there's just like jump, jump, jump.
Yeah.
But when crap like that's happening, you don't, like, they never actually make you jump. You just always think you're going to.
When Liv Tyler just looking around, and then you see that person coming, that was the creepiest.
And then he just stands there.
Yeah. Yes!
Dude, that's the creepiest thing ever. I am not going to see that movie ever in my life.
Oh my God.
That trailer was enough for me. And I was like, why are they showing this on Baby Mama? What the F? I just shite my pants in the middle of the theater.
Yeah, and they're just plain white masks. That's even creepier.
Yeah, I know.
If
they're complex masks,
they kind of look gay.
Yeah, they're stupid like that.
But
if they're like actual homemade, like anybody could do it, that's when they're freaking scary.
And he was just standing in the house, just standing there, and she didn't know. And we didn't know, but she doesn't.
He was just, she's standing, and then all of a sudden you see the.
Seriously, go watch this trailer.
It
with
sucks.
Friends who are going to tell you if there's someone behind you.
No. Go see the movie just to get scared out of your pants.
Seriously.
I'm going to see it.
I'm kind of tempted to go see it.
I'm not seeing that piece of crap.
You're coming with
I am not. I would murder
you.
I am not. That thing scars me for life. I'm the biggest puss ever.
Now I'm scared because I just heard like back on the ground.
As long as we're together,
great,
it'll be okay. But see, the thing is that I get to sleep with Sarah tonight and you have to stay here all alone.
Yeah, that's true. But
so,
that's
can just lean over and there could be a guy with a mask right outside your window.
Are your parents?
No.
Oh.
He's being retarded.
Oh, okay.
He's right outside your window looking at you.
Yep.
When you're sleeping.
Yep.
Just staring.
Since I definitely closed my windows and...
He had an axe, dude!
I shut the blinds so he can't see me. So.
Oh.
And I can't see him.
Maybe he's in your closet.
This is the thing. If I can't see them, I'm fine.
But see, that's exactly what I'm scared of. That's the exact opposite. I always get scared that when I close my eyes at night and then I open them, there's going to be something there. That's what scares me.
Yeah, that's what I hate too. I'm saying if I don't see it and they kill me, I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I really don't care.
As long as I know they're there, like if some guy comes in to kill me and he's like, hey, I'm here to kill you, I'm cool. If he just appears out of nowhere with a gun, I'm not scared of the gun, I'm scared of his fat face. That's the scariest movie I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That thing would creep the crap out of me. And I was blown away because I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. It's got Liv Tyler in it.
Yeah.
And then that guy came out of the corner and was just looking. Oh. And I was like, okay, never mind. Seth was wrong. Holy crap. Pee pants. Run away. Go home. Cry mommy. Scared.
The only thing I'm scared of, I guess, is if nobody hears me to help me.
Yeah, see, I don't care
like,
about that.
Okay, like when
I don't care that I'm being killed as long as I know what I'm being killed by. Like in The Grudge when she lifts up the blanket and the guy's right there. Crap, scared the crap out of me.
Now, see, I really wasn't scared by that movie except for when my friends were screaming. Then I thought it was funny and a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Like when she came to the camera, you know?
And that kind of crap doesn't scare me because I know it's there.
Yeah.
Like I know it's there and so I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like I'm always wary that something's going to happen, and then when it does, it's a lot less scary. But like,
same here.
And like scary movies that make you jump have ruined movies like that for me,
mm-hmm.
because I hate scary movies that make you jump because I think they're retarded and they scare me, and there's no reason to scare me.
Yeah.
And so movies like that where the guy comes around the corner, I can't enjoy that because I always think they're going to show something up on the screen really fast and scare
me.
Yeah. And so I can't enjoy that movie because I'm always scared that they're going to do that. And I wish there was some website or something that would tell you there's no jump scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
It's all just really scary stuff. It just creeps you out. Because The Ring, Ring number one, not so much The Ring 2 because it's a little more jumpy, but The Ring number one is my favorite horror movie, and it's one of my favorite movies.
I've never seen
that. Okay? It's one of the. It's a great movie, and it's all just creepy. It's just atmospherically creepy, and that's why I love it. It's not a lot of jumping and crap. It's just really atmospheric and creepy, and I love that. But yeah, all the movies like that, I always am scared to go to because I know they're just going to have a guy with a white mask jump out front of the screen and go, "Rawr!" Like a retard.
Dude, like Saw.
Yeah, I didn't see Saw. You called me a freaking
Seriously, Em, I'm hearing things. Anyway, Saw.
With the pig mask.
Just like that, the first episode is the worst thing ever in the goddamn history of the world.
Yeah, see, I've never seen this.
See, Hostel was supposed to be, not scary
but
at all.
But they just try to
not
scare you with violence in those movies. And you're
all.
Like, right, I play
like,
Grand Theft Auto at home,
gross.
People. You're going to have to do a little bit more than that.
But like Saw, I'm not even joking.
That, and Whitney mentioned Pig, which led me to Manhunt, the game.
Oh, yeah?
If you ever want to be scared, okay, seriously play Manhunt. Okay, I've got a copy of it. You need to play Manhunt with me
sometime. Right. Oh, with you? Okay.
I'm not
by
playing
myself?
It by myself.
No.
Manhunt, okay, this is what Manhunt is. You're a guy who's in, like, who got out of a prison and got bought out by this one guy, and his requirement is that you have to make films for him of you killing people, snuff films, okay?
Yeah.
All these people are out to get you, and it's a stealth game where you hide in the shadows and you wait, you sneak up behind them, and you kill them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the purpose of the game.
Yeah.
Thing is that they're quiet as you are. You have them on a map where you see them, but they will come out of nowhere because sometimes they don't move, and when they don't move, they don't appear on your map. You only appear on the map if you move. And so sometimes you walk around a corner, it'll be a guy right there. And you're like, holy crap, you wet yourself, and you run away. And it's scary. And the very last level, the second to last level before you go and kill the guy who's making you do all this crap, there's a guy who had cut off a pig's head and had worn it over his own. Okay, and he's just walking around this abandoned house naked with a chainsaw, and he's just sniffing for you. And he just walks around, just being all creepy-like, looking for you, and you have to hide and wait. And then you have to run up and stab him, and you have to stab him four times. So you stab him, and then he sees you, and he chases after you, and you can't see him because he's behind you. And so you're just running away from this guy who's the creepiest guy in the world, and you have to find a hiding place, and he'll run around and he'll look for you, and to do that four times before he dies.
See,
one of the best games ever.
I hate waiting, like, you know, when you're waiting for something bad to happen and you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
It's one of the best games ever made because it's some of my favorites. It's got the stealth and it's got a lot of strategy because you got to do it just right the first time or you die. And I love games like that where you have to think about stuff and then it's scary beyond all belief. And I love it. And towards the end, you get guns and crap too. And like the deaths and stuff are amazing because you have three. You have like a mild death where it's really quick and really silent. And then you have like a second death where it's like kind of painful. And then you have a really third death that's really gruesome. Like with the sickle, you get like a sickle and you can like shove it between some guy's legs and just rip their balls off.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Dude, you know what I like though?
What?
From like, I used to be scared, like really scared at night. But now my door, no matter how it's open, not matter if it's like that much open, you know?
That's right.
It still goes, which is cool because that will wake me up. Then I maybe fight and I know what's going to kill me. Not when I wake up, I'm like,
And it might be really childish because I'm 20 years old and I think that things are scary, but I'm still really scared by stuff in my apartment. Yeah. I hate sleeping alone in my new apartment, especially because I'm not used to my neighbors above me or below me. And then there's things outside now because I'm right on the parking lot. And so I never know if, like, when someone talks and I'm just laying there, it's really quiet, and then someone's like, hey, what's up? Scares the crap out of me because I hear them right outside my house and I'm like, that was in the kitchen. And so I always sleep with my door closed, and then when I hear like a I just like lay it like sleep on my stomach, and it scares the crap out of me. And Sarah always makes fun of me for it.
That would scare me too.
Yeah, but that's what scares me more than anything, is just people being there. You know, and like, you know they're there, but you don't know they're there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of creepy like that. We need to take a break because we're running out of time. So thanks for that break.
Yeah.
Everybody, you stupid bitches. That was actually my fault, I think, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, anyway, we'll be right back.
This is the
Aw, darn me to Hades. I almost made an entire show without doing this.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Warrior, you have defeated the snake elf. Now join me in the orgy chamber.
The poets will sing of this night.
Stop! Stop! It's not working. It's not... Not you, Grizz. You're doing great.
I memorize all my lines at home.
But Jenna, you're not doing good acting. Don't overthink it. I don't need another Judy Dench situation. Let's just skip ahead to the list of player sensuality options. These avatars need to be able to do anything to each other.
Touch my cheek. Touch my chest.
Now give me a little robot.
Touch my butt.
Not like it's a secret.
Touch my knees.
Sexy.
Touch
yes.
my knees butt.
Good.
Touch my feet with your knees.
Now that we're in the zone, I want you to give me some random sex sounds. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's take it again from the top. This time, let's record.
They'll take a shower together after the show. Seth and Colby.
Yo. What's up, dog? Shake it. Okay, what were you saying, Colby?
Isn't Tracy Morgan and 30 Rock making a porn game?
Yes, that was that scene. Nice. They were recording the dialogue and audio for that for the porn game.
Funny.
Yeah, that was a great episode. Once again, The Office disappointed me.
It was funny this week.
I don't like when Steve Carell is a jerk just to be a jerk. And I also don't like the fact that Dwight was in maybe three scenes.
Yeah.
They are completely writing Dwight on the show. Here's the show. Steve Carell had a job fair at a local high school.
Yeah.
He brought Pam with him. Jim and Andy, mainly Jim, had to go to a golf course talking to a client.
Yeah.
Okay? That was it.
Jim, Andy, and Kevin.
Yeah.
Arnie's lying.
Yeah, but Kevin had maybe two lines. He talked about gambling and then how much money he won.
For me, Dwight makes the show.
Yeah, this is what happens with Dwight, all right? Dwight's there. He's at the office. He says that
everyone's gone, you know, like Michael's at the fair and then Jim's like no golf course. And everyone's there, Stanley, Phyllis, Meredith, and that one Asian girl.
Yeah, what is her name? Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. And Angela. And
so everybody's there that's not with Michael or Jim.
Yeah. And then they finally realize, like, why are we here? So they leave. And then Dwight makes them stay except Stanley. Stanley just doesn't care.
So he just leaves.
And then once Dwight goes to the bathroom.
Everybody gets up and leaves except for Angela. And so it's Angela and Dwight. And I'm thinking, oh, this is finally when they're going to get back together.
Yeah.
And nothing.
All it is. Because at one point during the. Once, and then he's like, she's like, bless you.
He's like, thanks. And then he opens the door for her, and she goes, oh, thank you. And he goes, you're welcome. And
that's it.
End of it. Yeah. And the thing is that the show went really downhill after Pam and Jim started to date.
Yep.
And it didn't have to, because I think they could have made it really good. But the thing is that now they've turned Dwight and Angela into the new Pam and Jim. Because now you're wanting, so it's the same type of thing. Like, you wish that they would have just left it the way and then made the characters good without all this love triangle type crap.
That's
and I also
gay.
Don't like when Steve Carell is a jerk just because he has to be a jerk. Because
in this one, this guy wants to intern at Dunder Mifflin, but he's ugly. So Steve Carell's, no, you can leave now. And then he figures out over the course of the day that no one else wants to be there, you know? So he goes back and tries to get him to come back, and he's like, no, you were a jerk to me, screw you, I'm not.
Yeah, and he's like saying mean things to Pam.
Yeah, he made Pam go all the way back to the office because it wasn't... He
needed
had
a single sheet of paper.
And then he was like, this is our basis for our business, and this will give the idea to everyone, all right? But then the guy that he didn't like wrote his name on it, so he's like, oh, no, it's ruined, oh, I don't want it. Pam, go find a new piece of paper. So she goes to the art room in the school and gets a new one.
He says this is in Dunder Mifflin, so he makes her go back to the office. And he's just a huge jerk, and like he says that Pam's like a whore.
Yep. That's not...
It's not The Office.
Yeah, it's not The Office that we're used to.
Yeah.
And it should be. And the thing is that there's so many moments for comedy gold. It's like it's lost its edge. Like, it's now it's trying to be edgy, but it lost the edge that it had. Like, the fact that it was funny was because Steve Carell was a jerk and he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And now he's so much of a jerk that how could you not realize it?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. Like, I loved it when he hid from the guy with the turban who was the IT guy because he thought he was a terrorist. That's funny because he actually thought he was a terrorist.
Yes.
He wasn't just being an idiot.
He was kind of innocent.
Yeah.
But now.
And also, it's a cool twist that Jim's about to has a risk of losing his job because Toby is jealous that Pam and Jim
are going out.
Yes. And so he tried to get Jim in trouble. And so Jim's like, I got to do this for my job.
Toby wasn't even in this episode.
I know. And the thing is that the episode before that happened, he said he's moving to Costa Rica. So you're like, why does he even care anymore? And so that's like continuity type errors. But like 30 Rock didn't disappoint again. 30 Rock was hilarious.
What's going on with the writers then at The Office? That's...
I don't know.
That's really gay.
I don't know, but it's very sad.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite, too. It was like Arrested Development, like The Office and 30 Rock. Oh, super funny. But like The Office is... I mean, I watch it every week in hopes that it'll be funny again because I just want one of those really laugh-out-loud moments like the third season. Like, the third season had so many funny moments. And this one, the first half was all right, but it wasn't... No, and then the second half, it's just all gone. I don't really like the second half at all.
Nope.
That's too bad.
Yep. So, but we can live without it, I guess. I really don't want to, but I guess we have to, so that's what happens. Yep.
I had to live without my 24 this year.
That's true, but you're going to get a new... I think you're actually going to get a movie. I think I read somewhere they're going to make a 24 movie.
Oh, so instead of the doing... Really?
I think so.
So is that just to make up for the season that they missed, or...?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do a 48 this year, or if they're going to do...
That'd be so funny.
I don't know what they're going to do, but...
48.
Either way, it should be pretty cool. Oh, you know what I realized?
That
what
kick are
you
doing? Ass,
I was
man.
Looking for the Headspin music, and I don't have it loaded on here.
Oh, smooth.
So...
Oh, yeah, we're done.
It's the second week in a row I've had to end the show that way. So, I guess we can just end it like this. Oh, darn it. It's plugged into your computer. Hold on. Got to change wires. Turn off. Here we go.
I wonder why I didn't hear it.
Me too. I was like, what? It should be swelling up right now. Here we go. I also don't have it off mute. I'm one of the most intelligent people ever. There we go. All right. thanks a lot for watching this episode and listening to this episode of Seth and Colby.
Thanks,
we'll be back
peeps.
Next week, same time, same bat time, same bat place. 665-7335, area code 316.
35?
Why did I say that?
I don't know. It's 38.
Call us.
665-7338.
Start over. All right. Thanks a lot for watching this episode of The Colby Show and listening to.
Yep.
You can join us next week, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturday, and you can call us 1-316-665-7338.
There you go.
Live.SethandColby.com if you want to watch us. Email us, SethandColby.com, and check us out on Facebook. SethandColby.com. Go there. Enjoy yourself. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Let's kick this pig in the face.